C'est quoi pour toi une vie agréable, une vie engagée, une vie pleine de sens?
Did you know what that was?
No.
It's called Mama. It's a Italian song.
Yeah.
And it's telling your mother how much you love her, and I'll never forget you. And then nonetheless, you're my pew. I'll never leave you. I'll never let you down.
Mm.
Never let the mother down. It's such a pretty melody.
Yeah.
We don't know all the words, my sisters and brothers and I, but we always liked the tune.
Where did you hear it first?
I heard it when we were kids, and my father used to play Italian. It was very common to have an Italian station, music station on the radio.
Oh, really?
And you'd hear it throughout the neighborhood, walking down the street.
Yeah.
Windows were open.
Yeah.
And you could hear it. And the only thing that ever interrupted that station was, "Yo, Ma, put the water on," because it was Sunday and everybody eats spaghetti and meatballs on a Sunday, everybody. No, but I loved the tone. It was a pretty melody.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
I struggled with it, but I got it down.
I heard it.
Just have to practice it more often. It's just called Mama. My brother Tom used to ask for it all the time.
Will you play it again for me?
Mama. I don't remember all the words. I guess I should try and Google it. I know some of the words. You don't know how much I love you. I love that line.
I don't want to go back to my room and understand action and time. To do French hour, I want devoir. I should stop writing to get my charger and walk around. Feeling nostalgic while in the company of those who should negate it. Boys who only do what they already know and make their life to show others without thinking it. I'm not looking forward to another vagabond day under the sky, but I like the stars. I don't want to be an asshole to Phoebe. I don't want to be friends with night people. Love head, lone head, hair fall lines, cut their shirt and toothbrush to one.
And it says, "I'll never leave you." And you know, it was his son that wrote that song for his mother. And at the time, people, they love these sons.
Yeah.
They love them. The girls had a low price. It's like they had less value. Because they're going to be somebody's wife someday, and they're going to have their own family, and they're no longer going to look back to see if their mother's all right. Whereas in the mother's mind, the son, he rules. And if he wants to go see his mother, he's going to tell his wife, "I'm going to see my mother," and that's it. The girls can't leave the house, but the man can. The man can do anything he wants. Anything. Puts his pants on and he rules.
C'était une séparation amicable. They split amicably. My new time for feeling is late enough to start the day. My mind and body are working. Bugs on me, I hate it. I feel so lonely, so I don't understand how the days pass quickly. She says the whole castle's haunted. Lean into it. I make a joke anyway. And after that convo, I don't think Joe might be evil anymore. I don't have anything for breakfast tomorrow, and that's what it's like here when there's just one egg to eat without the orange. I ate my last arrow this morning.
Well, you're all ready, aren't you?
That's from today.
That's been there like that all day?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
My purse from the mall.
Are they your reading books?
Yeah.
What do you read?
I have a few different books. This one's called The Structure of World History. Go and bring them all over. I'll read a paragraph from each one, and you tell me which one you like the best. I can tell you were a woman in your life.
What's that?
I can tell you were a woman in your life.
Why?
Because I demanded you to bring my books over, and you brought them over.
Yeah, I'm obedient, aren't
Where
I?
Where are your pants?
I've been trained from when I was little.
Yeah, my,
well, with the brothers and the father and the mother.
Take a seat, Eleanor.
Yes,
take a seat. Where do you
want to
sit?
Leonore. Say it.
Leonore.
You got it. Because you know, I like the way that you roll your eye, your R's.
Thank you. Okay. So this one's called The Structure of World History, From Modes of Production to Modes of Exchange. And it's by Caratani.
Wait a minute. Destruction?
The structure.
The sexes?
No. The structure?
The structure.
Like the organization? Do you want a piece of chocolate while I read?
No.
Like
the
organization.
The structure.
Okay. The organization
of
world history.
That's really an intricate history. That really is. And it's not really mentioned in getting character names.
No, so this is not a fiction book.
Okay. Do you have my glasses?
Do you have 1,000 pair of glasses? You know where I know where your glasses are? I know where they are. They're on the piano. I would get them for you, but my knees are crying. No, other side.
As much as I relate to intention, how to say sex is the game. The chiropractor, Kine, felt my legs and underside cod and understood pigeon pose is just too much. How to convaincre, crossed out, explain, and do? Natural birth and control method. Spend night not sick, not hungover, not in pain, not drunk. Want to crack my back and break my thigh like it will open my real body, Baradi. How to say this? Sometimes I hear sirens. Sometimes I hear siren, like mermaids. The space between love fucking sucks. My new time for feeling is late enough to start the day. I'm starting to think is a joke.
Yeah, that's too deep.
Let's see. Marx's critique of Hegel. So, do you know who Karl Marx is?
Of course, everybody knows.
Do you know who Hegel is?
No.
Okay, he's a philosopher.
Okay.
You
know who Tesla is? Of course, yeah. Everybody knows.
I'm going to read you the
opening.
The first. We'll go to here. How about that?
Right.
Okay. Tell me if I'm going too fast.
Okay. You don't really talk to us.
Today's advanced capitalist nations are characterized by a triplex system, the capital, nation, state, trinity. So kind of like we talked about earlier. In its structure, there's first of all a capitalist market economy. If left to its own devices, however, this will inevitably result in economic disparities and class conflict.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's easy to understand, too.
Yeah.
Because if you only...
Are your feet comfortable? Do you need more room for
no,
your feet?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
If you only focus on, say, South Street, well, then the rest of the streets are going to be starving.
Yeah.
You can't. It's got to be equal.
Right.
Go ahead.
But that's impossible in a capitalist market economy.
Okay.
Okay, is what he's saying. To counter this, the nation,
which is characterized by an intention toward communality and equality, seeks to resolve the various contradictions brought about by the capitalist economy.
Okay.
So,
like the whole country.
No.
There are those people who say they haven't had love since August, it's May. There are those people who say they have been Mother Teresa for 3 years and are now ready to wear their curly short dresses and tiny flowers for the man, the many, who invited them to a coffee 300 meters away. They've been interested for a year. Rolling over and biting a bum in bed, no hats but baseball caps do I accept.
C'est fatigant d'être avec lui et d'essayer de discuter avec lui. Il est très gentil, mais on n'a pas les mêmes avis sur les choses et il a pas envie de changer d'avis.
Thinking about Charlene. She's having her breasts removed and talking about rape culture on the radios. My mother unfollowed her on Instagram, 4,800 miles away, estimate from me. It's Smelltown drama here in the Village Post. Il y a du monde en ville aujourd'hui, tu as remarqué? Non, mais il m'a dit que j'étais collée à lui.
This one's called The Meaning of the Body, Aesthetics of Human Understanding. Isn't that beautiful?
What's there to understand? that you didn't already learn from your being a human.
How about I read a little bit of this?
Go ahead.
Okay. So,
and who's this by?
This one's by this guy called Mark Johnson.
Oh, let's see what Mr. Johnson is.
Okay. Preface. The need for an aesthetics of human meaning. People want their lives to be meaningful. What do you think?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They want it to account for something.
Yeah.
They say, well, how many times have I heard when my friends say, gee, what will I be remembered for, crocheting? Like, he's going to remember me. And what did they say? What compliments can they say about me?
What do you want to be remembered for?
I like to dance, that's all.
That's it?
Yeah.
And simple lady?
Willing,
Simple lady. Okay, you like to dance.
Yeah.
That's fine. I got it.
That's the biggest interest in my body, to keep it in shape for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I never share this with anybody.
Tell me.
But when I played The Wizard of Oz, the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah.
terrible costume. They threw me in the last minute because the girl got sick. And I said, but I didn't practice anything. She said, but do anything you want. And I was like curling the tail.
Oh my God, you're too much.
I got the tail and I was swinging it.
That's
while I was
great.
I had no parts, no steps, no instructions at all what to do. I just went across the stage twirling his tail. Crazy.
I love it.
Anyhow, let's go on with this. I like this kind of stuff.
Okay, let's see.
But if they drag it on, there's sometimes a shorter way to make something understood.
Well, this is a, you know, it's a book for research, so this will drag on, but we're just going to read first two. It's a philosophy book.
I want to know what they're studying now.
Okay, I'll read it to you.
And you said it was about...
I'll read it to you. Ready?
Go ahead.
Draping his dragging feet avant-pied, with ballet slippers taken off for the other direction of commitment, Frenchy. I feel my evil eye grimace. No one is going to call tonight. Keep pulling on your vape, Simone. Il y a du monde en ville, elle bouge là. It was a Coca-Cola house. It was a Saturday night Mac dough and pizza house. They had chips. Their lives to be meaningful.
Yeah.
This desire, this eros, E-R-O-S,
yeah.
This desire, this eros for meaning is so strong in us that we are sometimes even willing to risk death in pursuit of meaning and fulfillment.
Take risk, in other words.
It is our need to make sense of our experience and to inquire into its overall meaning and significance that has kept philosophy alive since the dawn of reflective thinking in our species. When philosophy ceases to further our quest for meaning, when it stops addressing the recurring problems that define the human condition, it loses its relevance to human existence.
Hmm.
Okay.
Tell me, give me that explanation again.
Why is your voice hoarse? Because you're old and you talk a lot. He's old and he talks a lot. He's just saying, hey. Hi, Oreo, you're not sleeping with us.
I can see this guy. I need something to read. Let me see if I have my book upstairs. I'm going to fall asleep without a book.
Okay.
Come on, that could stay. Here's the lights.
Okay.
This day's on the end. And there's no light bulb.
We
forgot to get light bulbs.
I'm sorry, no.
Leaving that on. I forgot to ask her.
Okay. Should we leave that on?
Yeah.
I don't like to leave lights on. Can I turn it off? All right, you go upstairs and check if you have a book.
He's got a terrible voice.
You can well ignore him.
I don't know where to put it.
Aussi loin que je me rappelle mes amours, il m'est difficile d'en parler. Cette exaltation au-delà de l'érotisme et bonheur exorbitant, tout autant que pure souffrance. L'une et l'autre mettent en passion les mots. Impassible, inadéquat, immédiatement allusif, quand on le voudrait de plus direct, le langage amoureux est un vol de métaphores. Il est de la littérature. Bit a bum in bed, that's right. Somebody else's story and gossip. I'm learning tarot and pole dancing. J'ai les doigts. Things that happened today. She zooms by on moto, white rounded helmet and a tiny skirt. I see the bum on bed, on her moto seat. Je plonge. I've not read it. How are you about read the few pages and then we go to bed?
Hey.
Okay.
That's a library book?
No, this is not.
What?
Yeah. Actually, it was a gift to me. It's from my friend Adam. I haven't seen him for 10 years. We met in France when I was 17.
That's a guy.
And I saw him once again when I was 19 or 20 maybe. I wasn't 21 yet because he tried to take me to this really, really cool rooftop bar with a swimming pool with all of his really cool friends, and I couldn't get in. They took my fake ID. I was mortified.
Honest to God.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so I haven't seen him since then, 10 years or more. And then he was doing an artist residency in Paris. To get to Paris, he had to fly through London.
Mm-hmm.
And so he stayed in our living room for the weekend
mm-hmm.
and his way there. So he gave me this book as a thank you.
Oh, that was nice, yeah.
He says...
How did you hook up with him, though? You didn't know where you were.
No, we,
You've been corresponding?
Not really, but we have each other on, like, our social media.
Oh, you can find one.
Yeah. Okay, he says, Genevieve, here's to learning and loving across space and time.
I love that.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say it again. I'm going to read it. Here's to loving and learning. Go ahead.
Genevieve, here's to learning and loving across space and time.
Across space and time.
La tête du Georges sticks through the window, comes through our door. Comme tu travailles dans cette chaleur, je m'enferme, je ferme les volets. Les contraires, une douzaine de. The things that aren't said, a gift. Thank you. Qu'est-ce que tu racontes là? I said, she may be 14, but she's got a fucking banging bod. The coward, the sage on stage, it depends on your opacity. C'est quoi cette histoire? His friends have accumulated late at the bar and they are getting rowdy. Her skin and hands are in very good condition. And once this baby was Britannique, said, oh honey, you're neurotic. That's right, the coward, like it's been 5 weeks or 5 months or 5 years, was already disappointed with your sex and with your kisses. I demanded for a selfie the night of your second medallion. I find this surprising, considering she's a smoker.
Oh, in this book?
Yeah.
It was a boy.
It was a boy or a
girl. Wouldn't it be Raffaella?
Yeah. Okay. If you wanted, you could just be Raphael.
Okay.
Just two L's, ended with just two L's. Yeah, I've heard it so often with girls, but it's never the same. It doesn't matter. Just a pretty name. And he's a great poet, he's a great painter. He made the twins, the Raphael twins.
Love head, lone head, une séparation amicable. Straw hair, straight hair, makes herself laugh. Lawnmower came yesterday and I drank. She grabbed my face like no one here had and said, comme tu es jolie avec le soleil. A very touchy bartender. You have to be willing to wait and suffer for the life they wanted to occupy in Arles. Mange pas ça si tu as envie de bouger. Dear me, I'm feeling fucking horrible.
Tu veux que je fasse tes ongles?
In short, this book is about the bodily depths of human meaning making through our visceral connections to our world. It will become clearer as my account develops that I'm using the term meaning in its most broad and profound sense. I'm going to argue that meaning is not just a matter of concepts and propositions, but also reaches down into the images, sensory motor schemas, feelings, qualities, and emotions that constitute our meaningful experience with our world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this looks like a good one.
Okay, so we'll put that aside. You want to hear the nastiest thing I've ever read?
Yeah.
You want to dare?
Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
What kind of book is it?
This is a beautiful book.
Savage Detection?
Yeah, the Savage Detectives. It's by a Chilean poet.
Okay.
And his name is called Roberto Bolaño.
I haven't heard of him yet.
Okay. He wasn't making any money to survive as a poet, so he wrote this book.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is very strange. You ready? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not ready. Motherfucking hemorrhoid-licking old bastard.
Motherfucking son of a bitch.
I saw the distrust in his
done.
Pale,
I'm
always been dumb on my eyes.
I let my guard down. And I said to myself,
and the same thing happened that always happens. Forge,
John Doe's Passios, vomit carelessly soaking Barbara Patterson's hair. And on top of it, all the dumb fuck looks at me like you. And on top of it all, the dumb fuck looks at me like he's sorry for me.
Et si le pendu parlait, je suis dans cette position parce que je le veux. C'est moi qui ai coupé les branches. J'ai délivré mes mains du désir de saisir, de m'approprier, de retenir. Sans abandonner le monde, je me suis retiré de lui. Avec moi, vous pouvez trouver la volonté d'entrer dans l'état où il n'y a plus de volonté, où les mots, les émotions, les relations, les désirs, les besoins ne vous attachent plus. Pour me détacher, j'ai coupé tous les liens sauf celui qui m'unit à la conscience. J'ai la sensation de tomber éternellement vers moi-même. À travers le labyrinthe des mots, je me cherche. Je suis celui qui pense et non ce qui est pensé. Je ne suis pas les sentiments. Je les observe depuis une sphère intangible où il n'y a que la paix. À une distance infinie de la rivière des désirs, je ne connais que l'indifférence. Je ne suis pas encore, mais celui qui l'habite. Pour arriver à moi-même, je suis un chasseur qui sacrifie la proie. Je trouve la brûlante action dans l'infinie non-action. Je traverse la douleur pour trouver la force du sacrifice. Peu à peu, je me défais de tout ce que l'on pourrait appeler moi. Je rentre en moi-même incessamment, comme dans une forêt enchantée. Je ne possède rien. Je ne connais rien. Je ne sais rien. Je ne veux rien. Je ne peux rien. Cependant, des divers entiers me traversent, viennent me remplir de l'air tourbillon, puis s'en vont. Je suis le ciel infini qui laisse passer les nuages. Qu'est-ce qu'il me reste? Un seul regard. Un seul regard, sans objet, conscient de lui-même, faisant de lui-même la dernière et ultime réalité. Alors, je clate en pure lumière. Alors, je deviens l'axe d'une danse totale, l'eau bénite où viennent boire les assoiffés. C'est à ce moment-là que je suis l'air pur, qui chasse les atmosphères empoisonnées. C'est à ce moment-là que mon corps attaché devient source cataclysmique de la vie éternelle. Je ne suis plus qu'un corps qui bat, qui propulse la beauté, qui propulse la beauté vers la confine de la création. Je deviens la douceur paisible dans toute douleur, l'incessante gratitude, la porte qui conduit les victimes à l'extase. Le chemin en pente par lequel on se glisse vers le haut. La lumière vive qui circule dans l'obscurité du sang.
Calme-toi.
Of my cue. Oh my god, it's such a pretty song.